from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You can really see, you know, they did resign a lot of the players that we had, you know, brought there and had there, as they obviously liked those guys. And then, you know, a couple players that they didn't resign.
Well, Bourne resigning, Onwenu resigning. Stevenson had a year to go. They extended him. Henry was a re-signing. He's been a solid leader for him. Gottschall, they did, during training camp. Barmore was an extension in the offseason. He doesn't look like he's going to play very much this year. Tavai is an extension. Duggar was a transition player. And Josh Uche. The guy that's not on that list, of course, is Matt Judon. Judon was traded down to Atlanta. And so that'll provide an opportunity for Uche, Tavai, and Jennings to take that spot that, you know, Judon would have had a lot of playing time at. So, we'll see how those guys do. But, a lot of guys came back. The additions were mainly draft choices.
Yeah, and obviously Judon, a guy that we really liked and we enjoyed being around a lot. You know, good football player, very productive football player. So, you know, these guys are going to have to step in and try to, you know, fill that production out on the defensive side of the ball.
That second voice there, I know you know who it is, Keith.
Sure do.
You think most Patriots fans know who that is?
I think, unfortunately, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt Patricia.
Yeah. Podcast host.
Podcast host with Bill Belichick on Coach? Is that what they're calling that thing?
Coach, which...
I'm Craig T. Nelson...
Steaming.
I'm bullcrap about this.
I even watched when Coach took over the expansion Orlando Breakers. I watched that show.
Was that a later season?
Yeah. So he was obviously at Minnesota State for a while.
Did he bring Dauber with? Dauber?
Oh, yeah. He brought all the coordinators.
He brought everybody.
Yeah, because there was a big opportunity, and he left Minnesota State, which was shocking at the time. And then he went to Orlando. I think it was their final season.
Uh-huh.
Where it was an expansion NFL team.
Was Dauber the offensive coordinator?
Dauber might have been special teams.
He was a special teams guy. I want to say Dauber ran the offense, and then who was the older gentleman? I think he ran the defense for Craig T. Nelson. I think so. Yeah. I think so. That's my recollection.
I'll get to the bottom of this.
Minnesota State Screaming Eagles?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got that right.
Yeah. So, cease and desist Bill Belichick with that name, because Craig T. Nelson's coming for you.
Seriously.
He's getting his lawyers together.
Do me a favor. Just kind of sit up and just, like, have a little respect for the process.
Yeah.
So this guy... Patricia just, like, gets a lifeline from Bill Belichick to go to Underdog. And I think they're kind of bragging about the Patriots roster, which blows my mind.
Dude, he was special teams coach.
Really?
I just looked it up, yeah.
Who ran the offense?
Luther Van Dam was the defensive coordinator. Yep. I don't know who the offense... Maybe that was...
Craig T. Nelson? Craig T. Nelson. Kind of called his own place,
Hayden
ran his own
Fox.
Offense.
Hayden Fox may have been more of an offensive guy, like a Sean McVay type.
That makes sense.
And then he's got Dauber, just doing teams.
So you were right. I don't know why I questioned you. You were at all this knowledge about Orlando and everything else. I don't know why I questioned you.
Yeah.
Shame on me. So I think they're kind of bragging about the Patriots roster. They're like...
They are, because those are all the guys that they drafted, and Bill rattled them off real quick, too. He's like, that's a re-sign, that's a transition tag, that was this guy, they brought him back, that was another one they brought back.
And Patricia's like, yeah, we really like Judon, he's gone.
Like, they should have brought him back, too. It's like, the team won 4 games last year, fellas.
They won four games. The over-under's 4.5. They're not favored in any games.
No, the roster's bad.
I'm more bullish on him than most, as
you
we found out
more.
Earlier in the show.
Yeah. No, the roster's really bad.
I wouldn't be sitting around thumping my chest about all the guys they kept.
No.
And then mocking them about Matthew Judon.
No, we love Judon. Like, would you have paid him?
Yeah.
Did they get into that at all? Would you have paid Judon? Would you have done?
Pretty embarrassing. Elliot Wolf and Gerard Mayo moved on from Matthew Judon. You let Brady go.
They would have traded.
Sakes.
They would have traded. They let. Do you know how many Hall of Famers they've let go?
Seriously,
Brady and Gronk and Seymour and Law. They let all those guys go. So they would. The only difference I think is they probably would have traded Judon before camp. Yeah. Judon never would have confronted Belichick on the field. Like, that wouldn't have happened.
And if he did, he would have been gone that day.
Immediately.
Like, yeah. People are like, oh, Jerod Mayo. This shows Jerod Mayo's the big man on campus, and it's his way or the highway. They waited, like, 2 weeks to get rid of Judon.
He, like, practiced a couple more times after that. Like, so, that, like, is not, no, that's
that
not
is not my way or the highway.
Yeah,
no.
But Bill is definitely just rattling up. Now, there was nothing in there that was even really critical. It was just sort of, this is the transaction log. Here's what they did.
Yeah, but right? but they were like,
I mean, it's pro. It's definitely like pro this, but it's like,
I think they're like, look at the plan. Like, bring back all these good players. Guys.
Yes,
like,
yes.
I guess. And so I know there's a lot of Patriots fans who have done that. Like, oh, why'd you get rid of Bill if you're just going to bring back all his players? And I think they were doing a little bit of that, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And so I was ready to ask about all these Bill gigs. And literally this morning, there's another one.
Yeah, I thought you were joking. But
no.
You were not.
There's another Bill Belichick gig today.
How's he have the time, honestly? How's he have the time to do all these gigs?
What do you mean?
There's so many jobs. Do you have, like, a responsibility?
They're all one day a week.
Hey, can you?
Here's my Monday job. Here's
right,
my Tuesday
seven
job.
Jobs,
here's
then?
My Wednesday
you
job.
You got to cap it off at 7.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, Bill, can you come in on Friday? Actually, no, I can't because you're not the Friday job.
No.
I have a different job.
Friday's my underdog day.
Well, I'm podcasting. Podcasting with Coach. How can you call Coach? That's odd.
I'm telling you. Craig T. Nelson hasn't sued yet, he should.
Do you think some players are going to just have player?
Yeah.
Come out with player?
Yeah, they've done quarterback.
Quarterback, receiver.
They've done receiver.
Player
doesn't box him in so much.
He's
already receiver.
Travis Hunter could be player.
That's true. Receiver, they're already pushing the boundaries.
They really are.
Kittle's on receiver?
I know.
Come on.
I know.
So, yeah, player.
Player.
It's on your show.
I'd watch player.
Here are Bill Belichick's gigs. Schefter tweeted this out
too
today.
Many gigs. I'm telling you right now.
He is now a strategic advisor. What does that even mean? A strategic advisor for the 33rd team.
Well, he helps out with strategery, as George W. Bush famously said.
Yes.
Strategery.
A strategic advisor. So does that mean he's actually doing something?
You ever played Stratego, the game?
Oh, I love Stratego.
I'm really good at it.
Are
not
you?
Not to boast. Yeah, I don't think I've ever lost.
I would do the old, put a bunch of bombs over here.
Yeah. Get them off the scent.
Yeah, not the flag.
Then they got to send the miner over there. Like, here comes the miner, blow up a bomb. Then you got a 7 waiting inside. They're like, is this
busted.
Another bomb? Like, oh, 7, you're done.
Yep.
Sergeant, got ya.
But then you do the naked flag sometimes. And
dangerous
then
game.
That's a dangerous.
Because you can see him hunting that. You're like, no. How am I going to distract him? They're just going right for it. There's nobody there. Got a couple of nines.
Moving right at the flag. Front line.
What a great
game.
What are you doing? You really feel like you're in war.
I don't think you can find that game anymore.
You don't think it's like in Target where they have like the 1,000 games?
No. I'm telling you right now, I know it's not in like a Target.
Oh, okay.
Could you find it online? Maybe. Could I order it to my house? Maybe.
I'll go to my parents' house. They probably got it in one of the closets somewhere.
If you got like an
old school one.
Nice.
Yeah. Wood piece? No, I don't think we had the wood one. I think we had, maybe we did.
Probably. I'd like to get a look at the old Stratego.
Carved out of wood.
You never know. Might be something a little un-PC. Slightly
not.
Offensive.
Cannot use that old game.
Yeah, you can't. Some of the terms you probably can't use
a
anymore.
A woman? Not here.
Now this is war.
This is war.
So,
So he's now with the 33rd team. Which, you know, what's funny? Every once in a while, I feel like they do come up with like a list that we use. Like they might rank quarterbacks or something. So he's in charge of that.
33rd team. I swear to God, I think Schefter must be an investor because he tweets about the 33rd team more than anybody else.
He is with Underdog.
Okay,
Schefter is.
Is he?
Yeah. So maybe they're connected somehow.
Maybe. So he's a strategic advisor for the 33rd team. I have no idea. What that
he
is.
Can help with that.
He's on the Pat McAfee show once a week during the year.
Yep.
He's on the Manning cast with Peyton and Eli during the first half of games. So there's your
first half's not bad, though.
There's your Monday night.
Yeah, no, so he's Monday night whenever he's on with McAfee, that's a day.
He's doing a weekly show on top of the Manning cast with Peyton Manning analyzing upcoming Monday Night Football matchups. That's like a double dip.
It's like a preview. So he previews Monday Night Football and then he does the first half.
He's an analyst on Inside the NFL with Ryan Clark, Ocho Cinco, and Chris Long.
Is that the one that's on the CW right after Riverdale?
Yes, that's nice. The one where the big reveal was he was breaking down Walter Payton highlights.
Sweetness. Love that.
Yeah, and Ryan Clark's like, this would be like Caleb Williams playing the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And he's like breaking down old Walter Payton clips. I'm like, this is what they're paying him for?
I guess.
To break down clips from 40 years ago?
That's when he was at his best. Everybody still points back to the NFL 100 thing where he's like, this guy here, we had him on the list because he could snap the ball accurately. You're like, shouldn't they all?
Yeah, you would think.
He said he was like the most accurate shotgun snapper. He's like some guy in like the 60s. Mm. I was like, all right.
I don't care.
I'll take your word for it, Bill.
Yeah, I don't care for that list.
No.
And he has his own football show, Coach,
on
Underdog.
So with Matty P. It should be called Coach Is.
Coach,
it's kind of a slap in the face.
Coach plural. Well,
Coach is.
Yeah.
Was a coach.
He was a coach.
They both were coaches.
Yeah, it's not called Good Coach. That's a good point.
No.
Yeah, it's just called Coach.
Just Coach.
which again is a great program.
They Where should get coach on.
Yeah, they
Craig
should.
T?
Yeah. What'd you do at Minnesota State there, coach?
I think they won. They must have been a couple Rose Bowls or something.
When you were calling your own plays.
That was a good squad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So those are all the gigs for Bill Belichick. What do you think the end game is? Curran said this to us yesterday. And if you missed any of that, Odyssey app, check it out there. Full interview on YouTube. Curran's big on Bill might just say, this is a cushy gig. It's easy money. I'm working with my buddy Matt Patricia. There's no real stakes. Yeah, I want the wins record, but do I need the wins record to be considered the greatest coach of all time? I have the 6 Super Bowls, which I pretend are 8. So I'm already viewed as the greatest coach of all time. What do I need that for? Curran seems to think he could go to media full time. What do you think this is about?
I think there's always a chance that he realizes he kind of likes this and he stays, but I think he wants to coach again. I think that's what it comes down to. I think one of the main – he saw so many young coaches get jobs, including here in New England, that he's like, man, they're really pushing the old guys out. Pete Carroll doesn't have a job. Even Mike Vrabel's almost like looked at as like an older guy. Like, it's so many young coaches that have taken over that he's like, all right, I need – And one of the big issues is not just him picking players, but him relating to players. How do you relate to guys that were born after 2000? And I think he's like
showing them Walter Payton clips.
Well, that's, maybe that's the way misstep, to do it. Yeah. But going on McAfee,
helps. That helps. Yeah.
Being on some of these pregame shows, I think within some circles, the Manning cast is cool. It's not for me. I don't care for the Mannings, but whatever. Like, that's, they look at that and they're like, hey, he's doing Monday Night Football, he's doing primetime games. So he stays very much in the public eye. And he does it in a sense where it's like, all right, maybe he is relating to younger guys. So he doesn't disappear for a year, where I think it would be even harder. And I think all of the same reasons why he didn't get a job this time would be brought back up. Whereas now you're like, look at, he's got his finger on the pulse. The guy's still sharp, like all that stuff. I think he wants to coach again for a couple of reasons. I think he does want the coaching record. I think he also wants to stick it to Robert Kraft. I think he's still pissed about that. And go ahead. I hold a grudge for your entire life.
Yeah,
I'm in favor of it.
Like. Especially after what he did in the dynasty.
Yes. He's not going to forget that. He wants to go pick a team and hopefully play against the Patriots someday, come into Gillette Stadium and score, you know, 50 points. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah, no, look.
I think he's going to be back.
I think that's a better reason than the stupid wins record, which I got to be honest, I'm not factoring that in when I pick the greatest coach of all time.
See, I don't. Oh,
regular season wins?
No, neither am I. But
like, do you consider Shula the greatest coach of all time?
I don't.
Me neither.
You know who also doesn't? Bill Belichick.
Yeah, right.
I don't think Belichick likes Shula. Is my point. I think he doesn't want him to have the
another
record.
Another grudge. Yeah, fine. Yeah. But like, if Bill's doing it to cement his legacy as the greatest coach of all time, I already don't consider Shula the greatest coach of all time.
Plus, so Andy Reid's gonna break it anyway.
Yeah, I don't care about the wins record.
Yeah,
you don't need that, Bill. Shula's not the greatest coach of all time. So if he wants to stick it to Kraft, that's another thing. Especially after the dynasty.
So.
I could see him just looking at it and saying, I got my 7 gigs and I just work one day a week doing this and he's making $4 million a year from Underdog or something like that?
Well, I don't think anybody knows at this point, even Bill, how he's going to react to not being in the NFL for the first time in like 50 years, like as the weekends go. So like, even now it's probably a little weird not being at camp. But once the season starts and he's like analyzing all these games, he's like, I haven't been in a locker room. I haven't been in like a coach's meeting and like... For the first time in his adult life.
Eons, yeah.
Literally, that's going to be a weird feeling. So maybe he likes it. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's like, oh, my God, I got to get back. I got to be a consultant for a team and at least get back in this season somewhere. Like, he might be that desperate to get back.
Okay. And you know Patricia's going to ride his coattails wherever he goes.
Right behind him.
So what's Bill angling for? What's he up to? How many more gigs does he have up his – is this the last one? 33rd team, last one?
No, you brought up a good point. He won a day. So he has 6 jobs right now.
Is that right?
I think there's room for one more.
Let me fact check that.
I think
again,
it was 6.
Yeah. So he's got one more.
He
gig.
Could do one more job.
All right. You're running out of
Jones
options.
And Keefe. Come on, Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe, standing invite
Pick
once a week.
Pick a day. You come on.
Well, Mondays and Tuesdays are pretty booked up.
We're
Friday's pretty busy.
Hump day.
Hump day with Bill.
Hump day, Belichick. If he wants to. He knows the number. He used to call in the station all the time.
Standing invite.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.